this year should be a special schus for Avimar and Imir Rasi Sheyichiu, and for Yidid Nafshi Harab Rabbi Yisrael Apfel Shlita, who v'chol b'nei beso v'chol hanilvim elav bracha batzlacha v'chol masei deyim. The Gemara in Maseches Menachos Daf Zayin says Pogabei Rav Nachman, Nachman ben Avimi, who was learning the yeshiva of Chizda, and it was a brisk yeshiva. They were learning Menachos. So he said to him, Ketzad Komsim, how do you do Komets? When the Kohen takes his three fingers, he puts it in the flour offering, and then he removes a fistful, and then he places it in a kli, and then they take the kli, and they put the Komets from the kli on the Mizbeach, and it's burned. So he said, Ketzad Komsim, Amalemi kli zeh, from this kli, Amalemi kli komsim, kli shkabe akarki, point to a kli on the ground. He said, you do kmitza from a kli on the kark, Amalei demag vilei Kohen. No, Kohen lifts it up. Ketzad mekachim, it's a Komet, Amalei nosan kli zeh. He said, how are you makadesh the Komets? How do you sanctify the Komets after you did the Kemitza? He said, from to this Kli. And he asked him again, what are your Makadish in a Kli that's on the ground? And the Kohen lifts it up. So now we're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. All these people, the person who does the Kemitza, the person who puts it in the Kli, the person who brings it to the Mizbeach, the person who burns it on the Mizbeach, all of these can do Pigel. All of these, because these four avodas correspond to the four avodas of Shechita. That Kemitz is like Shechita, Nesina, and the Kli is like Kabbalah, Molech is like Holachas Hadam by the carbon, and then Makdir, the Komets, is like Zrikas Hadam. So it says these four avodas can create a pigle situation if the Kohen has a bad thought. Frakti Gemara, Vilo Magbalo, Magbia Lokotani, it doesn't say anything about Magbia. So it's Mashma, there is no Magbia. Answers the Gemara, Tana Seder Avodas, Nakatatana, just taught us the Seder Avodas, but not how many Kohanim there are. But Taka, there are more Kohanim, just it only talking about the Seder Avodas, but there needs to be also Kohanim who also are lifting up the Kli. So there's more than just four Kohanim. There's more than just four. There's more than just one Kohen doing everything. There has to be a Kohen can't do the avodah with his left hand. So there has to be a Kohen who's lifting up the Kli as well. So we're skipping in the Gemara. Amar Leir Amar Rava, Pshita li Komets mikli shagabe akarka. It's pasha to me that you can do Kemitza from a Kli on the karka. Shken matzino basilik bezichem, and you remove the spoons of the Lavona from the Shulchan, which is on the ground. That's like Kemitza. Removing the kmitza, and that's on the karka. So just like you find b'siluk b'zichin, it's mikli shagabe akarka. So to the komets can be done mikli shagabe akarka. Mikachin mincha. You could be mikadesh the mincha b'kli shagabe akarka. So you could be komets from a kli shagabe akarka because we find that by siluk b'zichin. You can be mikadesh the mincha. Sanctify the mincha when the kli is on the karka. So you find by the siddur mezicha, by the putting up the spoons of the lavona on the table. By Rava, kiddush komets mai. What about being mekadesh the komets, sanctifying the komets in a kli that's on the ground? Mincha elfinan lan. Do we learn it from the mincha that just like the mincha could be done from sanctified from a kli on the with a kli on the ground? So to the kiddush komets, sanctifying the komets, or no? Midam. Yafinan, they learn from Dam, the Kabbalah said Dam, cannot be done with a Kli Shagabe Akarka, they're Pashta Midam Yafinan. And then he was Pashta to Shaila. He says he learned from the Dam, and the Kli may not be on the Karka. So Tosis writes, Midam Yafinan La. The Kiddush Komets Kenegdo Kabbalah Saddam, because Kiddush HaKomets corresponds to the Kabbalah Saddam. Since Kiddush HaKomets corresponds to Kabbalah Saddam, just like Kabbalah Saddam must be done, Dan must be done, the Kabbalah HaKomets must be done with a Kli that's not on a Karka, just like the Kabbalah Saddam must be done from a Kli that's not on a Gabi Karka, so too the Kabbalah HaKomets must be done from a Kli that is not on the Karka. But if that's true, then we have to understand, what was the Shaila B'chlal? Why should we say that Kiddush HaKomets must be done with a Kli that is Agave HaKarka? If by the Dam it doesn't work, so why should it work here? Rav had asked, Kiddush Komets Mai, what about being Mekadish the Komets from a Kli Shagabe HaKarka? Well, that corresponds to Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam can't be from a Kliyah Gavei Akarka. So then what Bechlal is the Shaila here? Pashit. Let me dam yalfinan la and memela, you can't do it. So what was the Shaila? So in the Gemara in Sota, we are going to go in the derech of Harav Avraham Gurevitz Shlita, Choshev Rosh Hashiva, and lives in Ramat Eshkol, where everybody listening to this knows people who do or have lived in Ramat Eshkol. In any event, it's a very small neighborhood, and somehow every American Avreich seems to live there for some period of time. I almost lived there, but I never actually lived there for a Shabbos or two, but never any long period of time. In any event, in Sultan Dafya, so we're going to go in his derech. In Sultan Dafya Dalet Amid Beis, it says as follows. Seder Minachos Ketzat. What's the Seder of the Mincha? Adam Mevi Mincha Misrech Beiso. A person brings a Mincha from his house, etc. With Salim, baskets of Kesef Zov. He puts it in a klisharis. He sanctifies it in the klisharis. He puts on the shemen, the lavona, and he gives it to the kohen. And then the kohen brings it to the mizbeach. He brings it to the horn of the that is in the southwest, etc. And he takes the comments from where there's a lot of shemen, venosa l'soch klisharis, and makachim klisharis, and he puts it inside a klisharis, he sanctifies it in a klisharis, etc. Or maktir of a klisharis, and he is maktir of the klisharis, and then he is, in other words, he puts it on the mizbeach with the klisharis, from the klisharis. And then he puts it in the fire. So that's the Gemara in Sota that describes the Fitalet Amid Beis, that describes the Seder of the Mincha. And the Gemara uses this for Akasha, which is not our concern at this point. The Torah in Parashas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pesukim Zayin and Ches says, "Zos Torah Samincha, Akrebo Seven Aaron, Lefnei Hashem, Es Alpanei Mizbeach, Vaheri Menu Bekumso, Misalos Samincha, Mishamna, Es Kol Avona Shel Amincha, Vektiar Mizbeach, Reich Nichocha, Es Karasa, Lashem." So there in the pasuk we see only the union of Hagosha Lamizbeach, and also the Kemitza Naktar. Right? It says that Hakrev Alpanei Mizbeach. So that's the union of bringing it close to the Mizbeach, being Magishit to the Mizbeach. And then it says Veher Menu Bekumso, so you see the end of the Kemitza. And then it says Vehiktir, so you see the end of the Aktara. But you don't see in the Pasuk Kiddush HaMincha Bekli Shares. You don't see that the Mincha was sanctified originally in the Kli Shares. And you also don't see the sanctification of the Kometz in the Kli Shares. So what is the Makor for these Avodas of the Mincha? Of Kiddush B'Kli Shares, Kiddush HaMincha B'Kli Shares, and Kiddush HaKometz B'Kli Shares. So B'Hemshech Gemara Sham B'Mesechus Sota, the Gemara, it says, explains the inyan of the Kiddush HaMincha V'HaKometz B'Kli, and it says there, Legabe Kiddush HaKometz B'Kli Shares, why do we need to be Makadishit? We're already Makadishit once. What's this inyan of being Mekadesh, the Kometz, and the Kli Shares, when it had already been Miskadesh? So the Gemara explains, it's like Dam. Dam, afokabti kadish tebisaki bitzavara behema, hadar makadish lebe Kli Shares, achinami loishna. That Dam, even though it was sanctified, the knife sanctified it in the neck of the behema, and then afterwards he's makadish it again in the clay shares. So to here, same thing, a double kiddush. Rashi explains Sakin haba kli sharis, hadar makadish leba kli, shemakabal leba kli sharis, uchsiv yasin ba'ganos. So the knife is a kli sharis, and then you makadish it in the kli, because you put it in the bowls. So that's a double kiddush. So just like there you have a double kiddush, here also you have a double kiddush. It's originally sanctified in the first kli, and then you sanctify the komets again in a second kli. So we see that avodas haminchas is parallel to the avodas dam bekarbanos. And just like legabe av karban, you need two kiddushim. Legabe adam and nizrak alam is beach, it requires two sanctifications. So too, for the kiddush hamincha and the komets bekli sharis, you have two sanctifications. First kiddush hamincha, and then the komets and the kli sharis. And we see this even more, this parallel between the avodas hamincha and the avodas hadam, in the Gemara and Menachos later on, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and similarly in Zvachim Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that it says there, Le'inyan Din Pigel, B'Shas Avodas HaMincha, Afan Anamitinin Ze Aklal Kol HaKomet V'Noisim B'Kli Avaloich Ma'Makdir B'Shlem HaKomet Hanu Shechit Moilich Hainu Moilich Makdir Hanu Nami Zerik Ela Noisim B'Kli Ma'Niyu Ilem Edidami LeKabola Midami Hasim Me'Meila Hachi Yisiyu Kashakul V'Rami Lailam Dami LeKabola V'Kamis Hachim Me'Meila Hachi Yisiyu Kashakul V'Yoiv Kevan Gemara says that three avodas are pashit parallel. Komets is like shchita. Molich is molich, when you bring it. Makdir, burning it, is like zorek, is when you throw the dam. But we want to know this inyan of putting it in the kli. What is that parallel? So is it parallel Kabbalah? The Gemara says you can't compare, because there it's memela. The dam just goes automatically into the kli. Here you have to actively put the komets in the kli. So the Gemara says, no, you can compare them. It is like Kabbalah, and the distinction you made is not a good enough distinction, because at the end of the day they're both matan kli. So what does it matter? Matan kli memela, matan kli that somebody does it. The ikar is that there's matan kli. So amavur mizeh, sha'arbas ha'avodos shel ha'mincha are similar, are parallel, are analogous to the arba avodos shebedam. That the kmitzas hakomitz mitoch ha'mincha is domi d'shochet, that you take the dam out of the animal. Because the kmitza, you're taking the ikur, and the rest is shiraim. So the blood, you're taking the ikur, the blood, and the rest of the basar, the animal, is shiraim. Nesina sakonetz bekli is like kabbalah sadam bekli. Halacha sakonetz lam isbech is like halacha sadam. Haktara sakonetz lam isbech is like zrikas dam lam isbech. So Rashi writes that we have an equation, mincha lezebach in the Gemara and Zvachim, 98a, we learn from dam, like we see in the Gemara and Sota. So that's the parallelism between menachas and animals. Just there was a tzad in the Gemara to say that by menachos there are only three chashev avodos, because maybe nesinas hakomets bekli is not considered ke'en kabbalas hadam, because by kabbalas hadam the avoda is just the ma'isa kabbalah. And that's done by the Kohen. But Nesinas Hadam Bakli is an automatic. And that's not Mikuf Avoda, because the Dam Meila Meila, it comes automatically into the Kli. And so the Gemara wanted to say that maybe the Gabi Mincha can compare Ma'akeshe. And the Gemara says, no. Even by Mincha, there are really four Avodas. Because even by Dam, we have a Din of Nesina Bakli. It's not just a Maisa Kabbalah. Idi bidi matan kliu. What does it mean? Idi bidi matan kliu. That when he's makabel the damba kliu, that's nechshav kiilu noisin es hadamba kliu makacha. So the mice of the blood comes in by itself. But when it says in the Gemara, idi bidi matan kliu, so it's like he's putting it in the kli. It's considered an avoda. In Menachas and Yud Gimel Amud Beis, there's this. We have a similar sugi to the sugi in Zvachim, and here it's Misayim, and it says michti tarvayu kedushas kliu, mali memela mali kashaku v'rami. They're both Kedushas Kli. What does it matter if it's automatic? What does it matter if he takes it and throws it? And Rashi explains Kedushas Kli. The Makabel Makadish Ladom Bekli, V'hanoisein Makadish Koimetz Bekli. V'dar is a doimen. So the Makabel, the one who receives the blood, sanctifies the blood in the Kli, and the Noisein, somebody puts it in, also sanctifies the Koimetz in the Kli. And in this matter, they're similar. So that would appear, like we said, that even though the Maisa, the Dom, comes to the Kli, Memela, Miskadish Bo, the Torah was Machshiv, this Kabbalah, as if he had actually put it in. And maybe we can say that this is learned from what we say later on in Menachas, Pei Beis Amid Beis. Tzarech le Kabbalah Sadam B'Kli Shares, from the Tzitz V'Yasim B'Aganos, like Rashi brings in Sota, So if Ipshuto it's mashma, there was a mice in a scene as done by Klila Kacha. Right? It says Vayosim Ba'agonos. The source is the Vayosim Ba'agonos. Vayosim Ba'agonos is an active putting the blood in the kli. Rashi said there that a sakin is a kli sharis. It's one kiddush, and then there's another one. The kohen is chozer again. He's makalish is adam v'nesinaso to the second kli sharis, and Rashi brings the pasuk in Shmos Chav Dalet Vav v'yasim ba'ganus, which is an active placing of the blood in the kli. So you see that the kabbalas hadam is considered an active. Activity, or mitzvah, or however you want to call it, but it's not just passive that it's going in. It's viewed as being something active, and not that it's done automatically, and therefore it parallels the kmitza, which is also actively putting it in the kli. Idi vidi matan klihu. So, we have then the Gemara in Menachas Pei Beis Amid Beis of Vayasim Baganus. We have the Rashi in that it says in Pei Beis Amid Beis Sarach LeKabbalas Hadam BeKlisharis from the pasuk of Vayasim Ba'aganos, like Rashi brings in Sota, and that's because it's a Maisa. It's considered a Maisa. It's not stop considered that it's going in automatically, and Memela, that would be the parallel to the putting of the placing of the komets in the Kli to be Makadishit. So it emerges then that Bavodas Kabbalas Hadam, there are two in Yanim. One is Kabbalah Sadam Kipshuto. And there's also an avod of Nesina of the Dam into the Kli to be Makadish. And Memela, B'mincha, Hanomedes, Me'avodah Sadam. We also have the avod of the Nesina Sakomets B'Kli, Lekacho, Keneged Masha Nechshav, Kinesina Sadam B'Kli. Ki Gam Sham B'Dam, Hare Chelek Me'avodah, part of the avod of Kabbalah Sadam, is that it's like you're putting the dam into the kli. So you're also putting the komets into the kli. So we have that aspect of placing it in the kli, ma'isev nesina b'kli. However, it's not clear from the Gemara in Zvachim or the Gemara in Menachas if even b'mincha we have an avodas kabbalah k'pshuta. In other words, is the only avodah the nesina b'kli, or is there also a kabbalah by the dam? We have both a Nesina of a Kli and a Kabbalah of a Kli. But the Shaila is, by the Mincha, if we have both, do we only have Nesina, or do we also have Kabbalah? Because Lefi Pshuto in the Mincha, he's only doing a Maisa Nesina of a Kli. And the Kabbalah of a Kli is an automatic. So L'chora would appear that is the yisod of the question of our Gemara. Rava asks, Kiddush Kometz Mai. Do we learn from Mincha? Do we learn from Dam? When you want to be Makadish the Kometz, do we learn from Mincha? Or do we learn from Dam? In other words, since the Iker Maisa Kiddush HaKometz is done through a Maisa of Nesin of the Kohen Letoch HaKli, if so, maybe we can say that there's no need for a Din Kabbalah like Kabbalah's Hadam, because there by the Dam the Nesina Lekli is Memelo Me'elav, is an automatic. So the Iker Shem Kabbalah is Chal and the Maisa HaKohen, that he's Machzik the Kli, and the Dam is Miskabel in the Kli, the Dam is received in the Kli, like the Shita Mekubetz it says here in Os Gimel Midam Yalfinan Madam Ein Mekablam Oso B'Kli Shareis Shal Gabi Akar Ketachsiv Ekriv B'Naran Es Hadam Zu Kabbalah. So the Dam, says Ishita Mukubetzes, you're not Makabalit in a Klisharis, Shagabi Akarka, because Vikrivu Bnei Aaron Es Hadam is Kabbalah. In other words, it's done when he's holding on to the Kli and it's off the ground. So when he's Machzik the Kli and the Dam goes into the Kli, that is the Iker Shem Kabbalah. However, in the Mincha, it's just the opposite. There, the Shem Kabbalah of a Kiddush is Mikoch the Maisa Nesina. not mikoach the holding it. It's mikoach the act of putting it in. So when it comes to the dam, where the shem kabbalah is the holding on to the kli, maybe that can't be on the ground. But here, the ikar shem kabbalah is not on the holding on to the kli, is not on the receiving of the kli, but it's on the maisin asina, because it's not an automatic, so he's actively putting it in. That's the ikar shem kabbalah. So maybe it doesn't have to be on, maybe it can be on the ground. Because when the ikar is the kabbalah, so that has more chashivas, it's lifted up off the ground. But when the ikar is the nesina, so maybe for the kabbalah part, it can be on the ground. Doesn't mamish need a kabbalah? And you're makadish even with a kli on gabi akarka. So by dam you have both. You have a kabbalah and a nesina. It's like nesina when he's holding on to the kli, and then he has to do kabbalah. Obviously, holding on to the kli to receive the blood, which is the primary aspect. Just that nesina also is or that kabbalah is also a nesina, because it's like he's actively putting it in. And here, where the ikar is the nesina, so maybe the nesina is enough. You don't need kabbalah sedam b'kli. You don't need kabbalah sakom. It's b'kli that's not on the ground. Maybe it's good enough if it's on the ground. However, the maskana of Rab Rava is that no, you have to lift the kli b'shatz nesina sakom it's l'socho. And even though it's not one of the avodas hachashuvos, like Rashi says in the and Amud Beis, Divrei Maaskil say there. What he means is that the Kohen, who's machzik the Kli, he's really not doing any Maisa, because there's already a Kohen, he's putting the Kometz in the Kli, and he's the one doing the Maisa. The machzik is just more of a Shev Al Taisa, he's not really doing anything, he's holding on, he's not actually putting the Kometz in the Kli. Just the Torah is Mechadesh, that you need Kabbalah B'Kometz. So therefore, the one who's machzik in the Magbiah the Kli, it's like he's doing the Maisa Kabbalah, even though he's not really. Because it's the Nosein who's creating this Maisa Kabbalah. So yes, you have to lift up the Kli, because we do compare it to Avodas Hadam, but the person lifting up the Kli is in the Ikar. The Ikar is the person putting it in the Kli. So it comes out according to this, that the Inyan of Kabbalah, Badam, and Mincha are equal. That in both of them we have a din of Sina b'kli and we have a din of Kabbalah b'kli. They're just different in the fact that the dam, the ikar, is the avoda, and the ikar avoda and maisa are the hagbo'as hakli v'kabbalah sadam l'socho. That's the maisa hakohen. You lift up the kli and you're makabel the dam, and then the dam comes automatically. And al yedei kabbalah sadam, it's like he did the nesina. Mashen kein b'mincha. Fakert. The ikravod and the maisa is the nesina sa mincha besocha kli, is the placing of the mincha in the kli. There's also a din that the kohen who's machzik in makabel as hakometz the kli, it's like he is doing a maisa kabbalah. When the kohen puts the kometz in the kli, it's like he's doing the maisa kabbalah. Like the Gemara says, idi v'idi matan kli, they're both matan kli. So it's the same idea, but we have to distinguish between the two, between karbanos and between menachos. By karbanos, the ikar is the maisa kabbalah, the kohen holding on to the kli that the blood goes in. It's also just also considered a maisa nesina. And when we talk about the heilige mincha, then the ikar is the maisa nesina l'tocha kli. But there's also a kabbalah tocha kli; it can't be on the ground. And it could be that that's why the Gemara always uses a Lashon, the Gabi Dam, of Lashon Kabbalas Hadam. Even though there's also a Din of Nesin of a Kiddush Kli. It's not just Kabbalas Hadam, it's also Nesina. Like the Pasuk says, Vayasin Ba'anganos. By Moshe Rabbeinu, did they put it in the Kalim, the blood? So there was an act of Nesina. So why do we always have a lashon of Kabbalah, not Nesina? Because the ikar is the Kabbalah. Mashenk in the Gabi Mincha, it's always a lashon of Nosein B'Kli or Matan Kli, and there's also a din of Kabbalah. Because it's trying to show you that the ikar is the Nesina of the Socha Kli. Mela, we understand, according to this, why the Kiddush Rishon Shel HaMincha can be, even in a Kli, Shagabe Akarka, Mashenken Kiddush HaKometz, you have to magbia the Kli. And that's because the Kiddush Kometz is Domo the Kiddush Adam Kli, but it's an Avodas Kabbalah, so Vada, you have to hold on to the Kli. So this should be an Avodas Kabbalah, Mashenken Bekiddush HaMincha, Bekiddush HaRishon, the whole Iker Inyan is Kiddush HaMincha Bekli Sharis. But there's no Inyan of Avodah here at all. So that would even work if it's on the ground. And that's why Rabbah says, Mekadshin Mincha Bekli Shagabi Akarka. Now we have no parallel by Shechita, just the Kiddush HaMincha could be on the Kli on the Karka. That's not an Avodah. Let it be on the Karka. So that's the difference between Kiddush HaMincha and Kiddush HaKometz. Dvarim Hayin Eflayim, Baruch Hashem. And I'm hoping that there is a Nafkamino also in this, and hopefully we will see that in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest of all.